What Wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
And you are listening to WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill, Carborough, 103.5 FM on your radio dial. The West End Report, Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helvey, is coming up next. WCOM and the West End Report are grateful for the support of Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough 27510. To learn more about their real estate services, you can visit www.communityrealty.com or call 919-932-1990. 932-1990. Okay, the weekend weather. Temperature now is probably around 59, I think. 58, 59, 60, it's in there. Partly cloudy tonight, low about 40. Very little chance of any kind of precip. Tomorrow, high winds, and I think there's an advisory about any outdoor burning because there's going to be a lot of winds. Partly cloudy, the high tomorrow 67, low overnight 37, and Sunday high 68, low overnight 36, and it doesn't look like we're going to get any more rain.
Wow.
For a little bit, but it
That's
sounds like beautiful
scary.
Weather. Yeah, I mean, we had a good couple of days there.
It barely made a dent, though, you know?
No, it helped, but it's not the whole bag. We need some regular...
We need like a week of rain. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, 3 days now, and then a week later, 3 days again, and then...
You know. Let's put it in our order, right?
Yeah, now. Exactly. And okay, here's Jackie with the arts calendar.
Thank you, Audrey. There's a lot of stuff happening this weekend, and this isn't exactly art, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. It's an event called Step It Up Carborough, and it's hosted by the Carborough Green Space, starting at 2 p.m. at Carborough Town Commons during the really, really free market. Everyone, including candidates for office, are invited to share with one another what we are already doing and what we plan on doing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to levels that are sustainable for all inhabitants of our planet. Having this event during the really, really free market serves to highlight one of the many grassroots people-driven projects that Carborough has that are contributing to the reduction of CO2 emissions. The really, really free market is a living example of how to reduce the excesses of consumerism while at the same time creating a space for community. Carborough has a few grassroots, people-driven projects, such as the Really, Really Free Market, the Carborough Green Space, the Recyclery, and the CCGC Community Garden, that demonstrate the power that people can have, independent of initiatives normally expected from official leaders. In Carborough, we are fortunate to have elected leaders that can recognize the value of these projects and support them in whichever way they can. And for more information about the Carborough Green Space, you can go to carboroughgreenspace.org. And that sounds like a pretty cool thing. I might just have to wander up there tomorrow and check it out. Yeah. Tuesday is election day.
Yes, everybody, get out there and vote for
yes.
the candidates of your choice.
Very important. We have a couple of things, elected officials that are up. Some aldermen, three aldermen,
mm-hmm.
and the mayor. Right.
And then the school board.
And the school board, yeah. Yeah. So that's Tuesday. If you haven't already done it, I think early voting stopped today. Today was the last day. Yeah,
I really like that early voting.
I do too,
it makes
and you
it
know,
no excuse not to vote.
Yeah, I'll just have to go Tuesday because I'm still kind of trying to make up my mind. You know.
Yeah.
and also Tuesday is Guy Fawkes Day. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody who doesn't know about Guy Fawkes, it's a British tradition.
Right.
Where they have a party, and usually there's a bonfire and a fireworks and music, a potluck.
There's a whole story behind that about yeah. who Guy Fawkes was, but and I read it once like 20 years ago, but I have no idea now what
well,
it was.
Well, Audrey, let me tell you.
Yes. Tell me all about it.
Guy Fawkes was a guy who over in England tried to overthrow the Parliament in the 16th century. And he was not successful.
Uh-huh.
And there's, they really, it's been around for years, and the tradition was, and somebody showed me some pictures of it, actually. The little kids would go around with a wagon and uh-huh. sell something for a penny, and I don't know. But one of the things that they did, part of the tradition, was to burn an effigy of Guy Fawkes.
Uh-huh.
And you
okay.
do that in the bonfire. And there's right. actually right up the street here, some folks celebrate Guy Fawkes. So
really? All right.
Yeah, I've been going up there for about the last 20-some years.
Up the street where?
Up the street.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But we won't have a bonfire this year, probably.
Okay.
Because it's been so dry.
Yeah, that's, as I said, no burning tomorrow.
Anyway. Yeah. Fire trucks have been called up mm-hmm. on a couple occasions. Mm-hmm. They're grandfathered in. They've right. been doing it long enough, yeah. which is great. Because when the weather's nice, it's just wonderful to yeah. have a fire, yeah. you know. Sort of in the middle of Carrboro. the Arts Center tonight, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. At 8:30 is Randy Witt and the Grits with 100 Air CD release concert. And the art at the Arts Center is the Orange County Open Studio Tour Artist. It's a fabulous exhibit. If you haven't made it up there, you should check it out.
There's a website they can find out all the maps and everything, right?
Yeah, the Open Studio Tour, I think it's orangecountyartistguild.com mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. .org. I can't remember. One of them. You can Google it and it'll come right up. In the Easton Gallery, I'm pretty sure that Hunter's still there right now, but I know that Naris Levy is going in. And her new exhibit, the one that Hunter has, is we talked about it.
Right.
The last time I was on.
Bound Art.
Yeah, yeah. It's what
and
she made the origami
right.
things. But anyway, that may still be there, but Naris Levy with her new Chinese paintings is going in, and the name of that exhibit is From China. That's in the Easton Gallery. And I want to remind people that the Carrboro Farmers Market is open through December 22nd from 8 a.m. until noon. Just because it's getting into, you know, the later fall doesn't mm-hmm. mean that they're not still. In fact, a couple of the farmers said they're just going great guns now with all the
yes.
rain we got, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
The Carrboro Film Festival, November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. in Century Hall. We have 27 movies. And 4 K Kaiser Awards and 8 mini K Kaiser Awards, little craft awards.
Neat.
So all those movies have been selected that are going to be shown. We're still working on the awards because everybody hadn't seen all the movies, and everybody really has to see all the movies if they want to, you know, give out a craft award.
Right.
And you can find more information about that at CarrboroFilmFestival.com. It does cost money to get in, but it's very nominal, and you can stay all day, and very cheap popcorn and candy and stuff.
Can you bring a bag lunch?
Can if you want to. We have no, you know, we're not the movie theater.
Right.
Although, I don't know, that might not go over very well with the guy sitting next to you.
Maybe not. I just think when you say, could you come and spend the whole day, it's like, I get hungry.
Yeah, we're not going to frisk anybody. We right. do have, you know, we have typical movie theater stuff.
Right, right.
Popcorn and candy, and, uh-huh. you know. Open Eye brings coffee, and it's great.
Nice.
At the Carrboro Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarrboro.org. Tonight from 7:30 to 9:30 is the Jam Session Series with Lou Padro and Bobby Moody. And tomorrow night from 7:30 to 11:30 is Footloose Contra Dance. And the art at the Century Center in November is the Carver Art Committee hosts Emma's Kids Art Exhibit and Sale. Got a tickle in my throat. Featuring art from Glenn Donald Meyerton, South Africa. And this is also at Carrboro Town Hall. We're selling the work, and all the proceeds go directly to Emma Vandermeer to help maintain her home for children with AIDS. For more information, go to Carborough.com/Emma's Kids. And there's a link there to the story that Debbie Meyer wrote about Emma and her place and everything. That's a great cause, that the art is made by the children who are sick. Uh-huh. So it's sort of a, you know, self-supportive thing. A lot of great art. And Carborough Town Hall is at 301 West Main Street. There's also an exhibit there, but it's not accessible on the weekends. It's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I think. At the Cave tonight at 7:30 are the Latecomers and Stormfront. And I'm just mentioning that because that's a couple of Carborough people. At Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com, on Friday from 9 to 12 is the WXYC 80s Dance Party. And tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is Weekend Excursion. And Sunday is the big...
Ta-da! Ta-da!
Big
trumpets
event.
Blowing. Yes.
Sunday, starting at 7 p.m., is the WCOM Benefit Concert, featuring Joe Romeo and the Orange County Volunteers, Jim Smith, Dexter Romweber, Gonzo Guitars, and Big Mama E and the Cool. This is a fabulous lineup, and it's just a nominal fee to get in.
Well, this is because all everything they take in is coming to
back to the
WCOM
radio station.
So, because it's all coming to the radio station, we can say the tickets are $10.
Great. Boy, that's cheap.
It's very cheap, and not only will you spend a night listening to some really great music, you'll also be contributing to keeping WCOM's great music on the air.
Yeah.
So you get double whammy there. So come out.
Well,
have
that's
fun.
A great lineup, and I hope a lot of folks do go out for it. DSI at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com. Friday at 9 o'clock is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30 is Comedy Sports, and at 9:30 is The Best Show Ever. And the exhibit at McDougall Schools in the Carborough Branch Library is Water, Our Most Precious Resource. This timely exhibition by 16 local artists aims to document water in all its forms and capacities, from its beauty to its destructive powers to its absence. The show also portrays the subject matter in many art forms: fiber, painting, photography, printmaking, and cartography. Exhibiting artists include Louise Franca, Bob Gilgore, Manchu Ho, Naris Levy, Joan Mead, Karen Meredith, Susan Newlist, Alex O'Connor, Elaine O'Neill, Susan Rosefield, John Rosenthal, David Taylor, Lauren Rosenthal, Wojciech Wojcinski, Suzanne Zizzi, and Integrated Water Systems. It's a very nice exhibit. I went out to the reception on Sunday. Very nice. Very timely, too, considering,
yes,
you know,
yes,
the situation we're in with the drought and everything. At the NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, is Bottles and Bowls. Bob Meyer of Doe Ridge Pottery in Boone, North Carolina, presents a number of large art pottery pieces. And at Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is the photography of Linda Margolin and Barnett Parker. And at Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art this month is also photography. Photography of Melissa Tao. I don't know if that's how you say it. T-S-A-O. Sao. Tao.
T-S-A-O. Sao.
So
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know either.
And tonight, Friday at 8 p.m., is chocolate martini therapy.
Let's go.
It's the name of a band. Don't get all excited, Audrey.
Sounds
like a good drink, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. Chocolate martini.
Yeah, that's... Can't that be like a Black Russian, I guess, like vodka and
maybe
Kahlua, you know, chocolate martini.
Well, martini. Well, of course, you
martini's usually gin, but
yeah, gin with a little bit of vermouth.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very gin and chocolate. I don't know. I'm not much of a gin drinker anyway, though. But anyway, I guess that's beside the point since it's a band and not a drink. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is Kai Chi, singer-songwriter, and Sunday at 7 p.m. is Michael Coppy. That's at Open Eye Cafe. The Orange County Open Studio Tour is November 3rd and 4th and 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays. For more information, here it is, openstudiotour.com. I thought I put it somewhere. And on there you can see all the artists that are participating and the map and everything. And I forgot my little booklet or... go into some of them. They're all busy with the thing. I was hoping to get one on here to talk about.
Yeah.
But everybody's getting ready for, you know, tomorrow.
It's a great tour around the county.
Is.
I mean, you get some beautiful weather and you see some really exceptional things.
It's a great
way to spend a day.
It really is, because it's a fabulous time to drive around rural Orange County in particular. The trees are turning now and... there's so many great artists. It's just really hard to decide who to go and see. Every year I try to go see new people.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a lot of... I've been to a lot of studios over the years, and it never disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
Never disappoints. At Panzanella, Carmel, panzanella.com, The Randomness of Vision, Oil Paintings by Kat Molesky, and that will be up through December 2nd. At Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, through Tuesday is Martina and Frank Russo. Martina Secondo Russo and Frank Russo of MF Gallery in Manhattan, New York, are bringing down a visual onslaught of art that is sure to horrify the weak and tickle the fancies of the bold. And they've got a new show going in on Tuesday, but I'm not sure what it is, so we'll talk about that next week, I guess.
Okay.
So what else is going on?
Well, we had the Poet Laureate was picked.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us, who was it?
It's there
is
in the paper.
That's Neil McTeague.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was seeing it here, and it was just, he's the Poet Laureate. And it says here he's a New Jersey native. Neil McTeague has been writing poetry for some 15 years. He is currently PhD candidate in Romance Language and Literatures at UNC. And the paper is the poem that's in here. Was that
his? Oh, that's great.
That's his poem that
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Okay.
I was out of town that weekend, so I sort of missed out on all that.
Right.
And I got his application, but unfortunately, I've been busy and just never got around to posting any of it. So I'm glad you had that.
Yeah, it
Thank
says,
you to Kirk for putting that in the paper.
Yes. It says he's currently writing his first novel, which is a work of historical fiction set in the turbulent times of 17th century Naples. And as Poet Laureate, he plans to complete a collection of poems on Carrboro's history and to promote poetry in local schools.
Good.
Neil dedicates his poem Black and Dash to the town of Carrboro and to the memory of two of his greatest mentors, Richard Kelly and Donoval Brown. And if you pick up the Carrboro Citizen, you
can
read
all about
a copy
it.
Of his poem, which is really interesting. It's a good poem.
That's great. I wish I was just so rushed during that period that I didn't even look through any of the poems.
Right. You've got a lot of work lately.
Yeah.
I don't know, everything seems to be going compressed right now, and it's...
it's a busy time.
It is, and heading up, everybody should just take a deep breath, relax, to clear the slate, because the holidays are on their way.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to enjoy them stress-free.
Yep. Well, the Carrboro Film Festival is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Once that's over, we'll all be able to slow down a little.
Yeah, well. Slow down right after Thanksgiving? That's when things pick up.
No, right after the film festival.
Well, we've got some things going on, literary-type things going on over at the Internationalist on November 4th. That's Sunday at 2 p.m., so you can go there before you go to the Cat's Cradle Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina, now this is an interesting name, Schwartner. Excuse me, Sabrina, if I'm killing your name. But she is going to be talking about her book, Knit Knit Profiles and Projects from Knitting's New Wave.
Huh.
At the Internationalist. That's curious. Anyway,
that's an interesting place to have that kind of talk, huh?
Yeah, I just wonder what the knitting is about. It makes you kind of curious to go over just to find out. And at Market Street Books on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., the local author Ronnie Peterson is signing her book, Love in the Dog Park. Well, that sounds
Ronnie
interesting.
Ronnie Peterson, she's an artist.
Uh-huh.
Is it R-O-N-I?
R-O-N-I. Peterson.
Yeah, she's a ceramic artist. I bought a vase from years ago from Green Terra Gallery that she did.
Uh-huh.
It was a head.
Uh-huh.
A head with, like, really curly hair coming down and stuff. It's a great piece.
Right.
Yeah. She's a really good. I didn't realize it. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I did hear that she had written about... I heard something about her recently. That probably is what it was.
Well, it's one of the things that's so fascinating is that you get used to people doing one particular thing, and then they come and surprise you and realize that they just have more than one talent.
Right.
Especially in this area. It's incredible. What else do we have? This again at Market Street Books, November 18th at 3 p.m. Brett Webb Mitchell discusses and signs on being a gay parent, making a future together. And on November 7th and 14th, they have free poetry workshops. And then Chapel Hill Public Library, November 16th from 3:30 to 5:30, there's a Meet the Author Tea with Susanna Dare and her book, Paper Woman.
Hmm.
So lots of
Market Street does a lot of really good events like mm-hmm. that. They do a lot of, you know, local readings by local authors,
which
is really great, I think.
It is good, and they're also one of our underwriters, which
mm-hmm.
is, you go, Market Street Books. So, let's see, Weaver Street Realty has Touch Drawing, painting by Pat Cosden, Baskets and Wood, or Wool by Charlene Holler. Jewelry and Sacred Salts. By
That's
Ginger
here.
Holler.
Did That's you say
Weaver
community?
Street Realty.
Oh, Weaver Street Realty.
Yeah, yeah. What else did I come across? Fleet Feet Gallery, contemporary art, jewelry, and fashion pieces by Julie Scalise Stumpf.
Yeah, I think all that stuff's for the art walk, isn't it? During the art walk.
Could very well be. Although it doesn't list it as that.
Well, they're there anyway, but I mean, I think they, you know, do the receptions and stuff. And that's next Friday, the art
mm-hmm.
walk.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else is going on. Contra dancing, did you mention that?
Yep.
Okay. Israeli folk dancing?
No, I didn't
uh-huh.
read about that.
First Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m., there's a little bit of a charge, Chapel Hill, Cahilla, 1200 Mason Farm Road, and you can call 942-8914 to find about that. Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, the
you
Beehive.
Get most of everything. You cover a lot already.
Yeah, the Beehive Salon is doing the art walk now, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're a brand new member, and they're showing mixed media by Robert Vada, but that'll be next Friday. But I think it's great that places like that are becoming involved, you know. Provence has paintings by Peg Bockenheimer.
Aha.
And Catherine Carter.
And here we have the Heart of Carolina Jazz Orchestra. It's an 18-piece ensemble performing big band jazz presented by Central Carolina Community College, Sunday, November 11th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Barn in Farrington Village.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So we've got, you know, there's always a lot of stuff going on. You mentioned Deep Dish Theater. I don't know, it makes you feel like, how come we're not all going out ourselves and being alone?
I know. Well, I go home and eat a frozen dinner, right?
I mean, I was going to all year, ever since we started talking about the film festival. I was like, yes, I'm going to go and I'm going to work on this filming I did with my little handy cam of the ocean about 2 years ago, and I've got this great film. I put it up on my computer, and it looks like the waves are coming right over my keyboard. And
oh, neat.
I want to put this whole thing together to make a meditation tape, meditation CD, and there it sits. I've done some cutting of it, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And yeah.
I thought the film festival would be the my big incentive, but...
Well, one of these days you'll get it together.
One of these days. I think the other thing to mention is that maybe it's a little bit aside from the art, but it isn't aside from WCOM, that our own Dave Bellin is having a column in Carborough Citizen, just a WCOM column.
Oh, nice.
To keep everybody up to date what's going on at the station. And I think it was in the mill section of this week's Carborough Citizen, so... Everybody should just keep an eye out when they pick up their citizen too.
Yeah, that this new insert, the mill, is just great because there's a piece here called Mill 30, and it's 30 days of event. There's something going on every single day.
Right.
So
pick up the citizen.
Pick it up and hold on to it for the month, and you'll always have something to do.
I think we're just about... finished.
Just about done.
Yeah. So enjoy the great weekend.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous one, and going to go out and do the open studio tour and a little bit, I think. And
push, 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 yell, yell, yell. Publicize, publicize, publicize. Come to the Cat's Cradle Sunday. I think the doors open at 6:30, actually.
And yep. It's the music starts at 7.
Right.
And there's 5 or 6 bands playing, so it's a great bargain at $10. So everybody come on out and have some fun.
And keep us on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody that's got things in the art world, and the arts cover a lot of things. It's dance, theater, graphic arts, etc., etc. Just email Jackie at carborough.com and let us know.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages, do translations, and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.